Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do we really understand what is going on in our country and around the world? Or are we just repeating the mistakes of the past? I'd like to talk to you about a man who knew the truth, but who was too afraid to say it. Here's an article by the Times of Israel, dated April 30, saying this. Researchers studying the newly opened Vatican archives of Pope Pius XII have already found evidence that the World War II era Pope knew about the mass killing of Jews from his own sources, but kept it from the US government. There is no doubt that the Pope was aware of the murder of Jews. On December 24, 1942, Pius XII delivered one of history's most debated Christmas radio messages. Buried in its long text was a reference of hundreds of thousands of people who, without any fault of their own and sometimes for the sole reason of their nationality or race, were doomed to death or gradual extermination. Was his message, delivered in Italian and aired just once, and which never explicitly mentioned either Jews or Nazis, heard and understood by German Catholics? The only ones who heard it were the Nazis. The radio waves were scrambled, and the people could have listened to the Pope. The Pope could have spoken in German if he had really wanted to reach the German faithful. But so he spoke in Italian, which hardly anybody could understand. And now, after all these years, the German bishops, the German Catholic bishops, issued a statement of guilt. And Times of Israel wrote on May 2 that in a new report, after decades of ambivalence, Germany's Council of Catholic Bishops has finally admitted to the Church's complicity in the actions of the Nazi regime during World War II. The 23-page document states that the bishops did not oppose the war with a clear no. The document said most German bishops, motivated by nationalism and anti-communist sentiment and a desire to preserve the Church by avoiding confrontation with the Nazis, told their followers to support the regime during the war. On Hitler's 50th birthday in 1939, churches flew Nazi flags and prayed for protection of the Führer and the Reich. Do we stand up today? Do we proclaim the truth? Do we proclaim Christian values? Or are we doing what happened during World War II? AFP wrote on May 4 that Pope Benedict XVI just published a new book in Germany, in which he wrote, "A century ago, anyone would have thought it absurd to talk about homosexual marriage. Today, those who oppose it are excommunicated from society. It is the same thing with abortion and creating human life in the laboratory," adding that it's only natural for people to fear the spiritual power of the Antichrist. The real threat to the Church is in the global dictatorship of purportedly humanist ideologies, he wrote. Now, can these things even be said today without fear of being silenced? For instance, are we still allowed to make critical comments regarding governmental stay-at-home orders and social distancing measures? The former president of Germany's highest constitutional court just warned that the German governmental restrictions might be unconstitutional. In addition, Germany's highest constitutional authority, the Constitutional Court, overturned a blanket ban on religious services during the coronavirus crisis, according to AFP, dated April 30. Also, the highest court of the German state of Saarland rendered a decision questioning whether the stay-at-home orders are even effective and ordering the state government to relax the restrictions, according to Bild, dated April 30. But some, including some media outlets, want to ban any material which disputes the efficiency of social distancing and self-isolation. Now, when it comes to the restriction of religious freedom, I'd like to talk about a case which just happened in California. The Associated Press wrote on May 5. California Governor Newsom has the right to ban church assemblies in the interest of public health, a federal judge ruled. Now, in this case, the police entered a church during a service attended by about 30 worshippers in late March and said that they were defying the governor's order. Now, the church was practicing social distancing and it took sanitary precautions. Still, the police posted a notice on the building that its non-essential use created a public nuisance, and they threatened to cite anyone who entered the property. Now, the pastor in this case said this: "It is time for pastors and religious leaders across the state to rise up and start pushing back against these draconian stay-at-home orders that completely fail to take into account the true essentiality of religion in our society." And he is by far not the only one who is raising those concerns. Fox News wrote on May 2 that Tucker Carlson continued to criticize coronavirus-induced lockdowns across America, reacting to actions by authorities he believes are overreaching their legal boundaries. He noticed an incident in Wisconsin where law enforcement was called on a family who allowed their daughter to play outside, with police saying that they believed they had the right to confront the mother. The question is, where exactly did they get that right? Carlson asked. And he continued, "That is a good question. A question that we are strongly discouraged from asking. The short answer is, governors told them they could. Never in American history have politicians been more powerful than they are now. Effectively, they are gods," he said. And then the article continues that the host also voiced his concerns for the freedoms lost during this time, in particular the impact on religion, and the media's failure to report on it. Now, the following article, which I want to bring to your attention, is very disturbing. It's frightening, it's mind-provoking and thought-provoking, and it really brings up a question which we should all ask ourselves. This was already published on April 9 by Breaking Israel News, stating this: "Brooklyn's rabbi, Chaim Yaakov Frankel, issued an order last week for Jews to leave their homes and immigrate to Israel before a civil war breaks out in the United States. The U.S. will become a dangerous place mired in war," he said, "and it is still too early to tell which U.S. state will survive. But many parts will be destroyed and poisoned, and a civil war will break out within the United States, and states will secede from the federal government. The U.S. will no longer be a place of refuge." Now, is he right? I hope he is wrong. But I am afraid he may be right if we don't wake up, looking the other way, pretending it's not happening, saying it's none of our business. That will help no one. In fact, that is cowardice. It's exactly what happened in World War II. We are losing our freedoms. Our freedom of expression, our freedom of movement, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of religion, our freedom of worship, many other freedoms. And when we are losing our freedoms, then lawlessness will abound. So please stay tuned for this important announcement. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Jesus Christ predicts the signs of the times and the end of the age in Matthew 24, with world wars, famines, diseases, earthquakes in various places. He also warns of many false prophets who will rise up to deceive the world. They will even try to convince Christians that God's law of the Ten Commandments is no longer in force. The love of many, even in God's church, will grow cold because lawlessness will abound. This booklet gives you vital and life-preserving answers. How can we escape sure catastrophes and be saved? For a free copy of this booklet, please go to eternalgod.org.